This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Previously in the show, we'd been going north and west. Well, let's head out to the east to catch up with community reporter Milena Kazanavicius, who joins us from Halifax, Nova Scotia. Hey, good morning, Milena.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, Milena, for political observers across the country and in the province, there's been some exciting news with the election called in Nova Scotia. So give us the 411. What's going on with this upcoming election?
Okay, well, you may call it exciting. I think majority of Nova Scotians are quite irritated. It's a circus out here right now.
Okay.
In the middle of a pandemic, and we're kind of coming out of it, so everybody wants to go to the cottage and relax, right? But no, our premier has pulled his little cards out. So as we all know, if you haven't heard, across Nova Scotia, Nova Scotians, August 17 is election day. Think clearly about what you're voting, and I'll keep my mouth shut on this part. And I have to be quite honest, Dave, I am kind of tiny bit of a political junkie, so I follow along, but I didn't find that there was enough information coming out. So electionsnovascotia.ca, electionsns.ca, gives you a heck of a lot of information that you need to know, including where to go to vote and how to vote. And one of the biggest problems I was having was finding out, because we have now 55 ridings in our little tiny province. So 55 ridings, 55 electoral areas to go where you can vote. Mm-hmm. Voting, early voting right now is going on till August 13, and you can be at your cabin, you can be anywhere, you can be within your own riding and vote now, Monday to Saturday. And on election day, August 17th, you will be having to vote in your riding.
Okay.
So they are COVID safe. You must wear a mask, and if you cannot get out to any of the locations before elections, then contact your, oh my goodness, come on, Mr. Politician, what are they called? Elections officer?
Your MPP? Or your chief electoral officer?
Yes, thank you. I just had brain death for a little bit.
It happens on national TV, Milena. Don't worry about it. It happens to me all the time.
So contact them, and you can find that information on the website, as I said, and I'll give a 1-800 number in a minute for those in the Jador area and Ecom Secom and Pictou County who have no internet. So you can call, and they can actually come to your house to help you do a mail-in ballot or a ballot right on demand where you can fill out yourself if you are a wheelchair user, you can't get out, or maybe you're blind or partially sighted. So there are many, many ways to vote. Don't miss it. Get out and vote August 17th. Early voting is on till the 14th. Anywhere you can get yourself to for the time being, you can. The 1-800 number is 1-800-565-1504. 1-800-565-1504. electionsnovascotia.ca. Please get out and vote, people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And we'll make sure that contact info is up on our website as well, Milena, ami.ca/nowblog, ami.ca/nowblog. Because, Milena, the Now with Dave Brown show takes the controversial stance of being pro-democracy. And yes, we also encourage folks to go out and make sure their voice is heard. And definitely good to see there's some opportunities for folks who might not be able to get to the poll conventionally, that there's going to be other opportunities for them to get those votes in. So that's yay for democracy. Hashtag yay for democracy here on a Wednesday morning. Milena, let's talk about the fun, though. You mentioned people heading up to their cabins. Well, not everybody gets to go to the cabins, but they can do some accessible camping at Mercy River. So what's happening over there at Mercy River?
Okay, Mercy River heading towards Annapolis Royal, about 2.5 hours south. And I was there prior to COVID, and I got a funny story after. But Mercy River is designed, made, and built by an individual who is a wheelchair user. It's been around for quite a long time. It's beautiful. I mean, just beautiful. So if you're a person who uses a wheelchair, the cabins are accessible. They have three teepees where you can roll on a sort of like a boardwalk and get in into these teepees, and you can camp in a teepee a setting with a campfire. The cabins, the lodging is all accessible. They also have canoes and kayaks that have, and I just found out actually how these work. So if you're a wheelchair user, the kayak and the canoe is hoisted up. You kind of put yourself in, and then you roll into the water so you can get out and participate with the rest of your family and friends. So MerseyRiverChalets.ns.ca, all of that is there. And also look under Nova Scotia Wheelchair Accessible Camping, because there are numerous other outfitters out there, let's say, but I haven't explored all of them, but this one. So can I tell you my quick
story? Yes, 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 yeah, please tell me your story.
Okay, so the first time I went to one of these cabins with a friend and a partner, my partner, and my friend is a wheelchair user, so I get in the cabin and I usually use my hands, the typical blind standard thing, right? Put your hands out, touch everything, grope everything.
And hope there's no poison ivy, right?
Right. Well, it's in the cabin. If there's anything okay. in there, we got a problem. Right. So I'm feeling around the cabin. Oh, okay, wheelchair accessible counters, lowered stove. You can roll right under the stove, and then I find in the bathroom, and the bathroom door actually slides into the wall, which is really great. And so I'm trailing my wall, and don't worry, this is not going to get weird. So there's the towels, there's the toilet, there's the sink, and I'm keep going. I'm like, where's the bathtub? No clue, Melina, no clue, no bathtub. But there's odd, strange things, concoctions on the wall. I'm like, well, what is this? Being the way I am, oh, a door handle. And I'm like, oh, some sort of an interesting hidden closet. I wonder if I can find extra soaps and shampoos here.
Oh, no.
So I pull this closet door lever, and that's not a closet door, Dave. It's the shower. Because I'm in full gear, backpack and all, guide dog behind me. We're getting soap because there is no bathtub. It's a reel-in tub. And the shower curtain was pushed way back, so I didn't even run across that yet. Anyway, lesson learned. Fabulous.
I'm sure Lewis was a little bit less than impressed as he got unprepared bath.
Oh, he was not impressed. No, he was very upset.
Well, MerseyRiverChalets.ns.ca is where you can find out more. And Mercy is spelled MERSEY. And guess where that's going to go after the show, ami.ca/nowblog. Melina, one more important story to get to here, and that's an accessible taxi survey in Halifax. Taxi users are going to have the chance to participate in a survey. So tell us about accessible taxis in Halifax and what the standards are they're hoping to develop with the survey.
Okay. So it's been a big problem in Nova Scotia. At one point, I don't have all my numbers correct, so I'm just getting the information in. I think we had about 55 accessible taxis. Several years ago, and then it was too expensive and there was no funding, no subsidy. So we're down to actually four, which is absolutely
nothing.
That's
too low. That's too low for a city the size of Halifax.
Yes, it's non-existent, right? Yeah. And it's Halifax, starting with Bedford, Sackville, all our Halifax regional municipality. So the government has shifted, so because I had to do something with unions and contracts and private business, so on and so forth. That's way above my intelligence level. In any case, it has been passed, and they're trying to figure out a way, the government, on how these accessible taxis and what is needed, in fact. So there is a survey. It's quite a long link, Dave. I'll get you to read that after. And what they're looking for...
It's going on the blog. I'm not trying to read all those slashes and dashes.
Well, and there was no other link for it, but it's there under the Nova Scotia Government Accessible Taxi Survey for people who want to go onto Google. And this isn't just about wheelchair users. I really, really need to, put that in, because what if you're a group of four people who are blind, partially sighted, with four guide dogs? Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. You're not all going to fit into one little tiny, geo car, or if you have elderly parents or just, younger friends who use a walker that cannot be folded. And how do you get that in? So it's about everyone, and it's about getting you as a person with a disability or any kind of mobility issue to and from where you need to go, and particularly in an emergency to a hospital.
Yes.
Because stories you hear, Dave, as I'm sure you know, are horrible.
Yes, yes. No, absolutely, yeah. Milena. You identified that when we're talking about accessible taxi, it's not just about having a couple of wheelchair ramps for taxis. It's about being able to consider a number of disabilities, even for the deaf and hard of hearing community, having hearing loops installed in taxis that individuals can plug hearing aids into. There's so many different ways that we can conceptualize how to make a taxi service more accessible, and especially for people like those of us, like you and me in the blind and low vision community, where we can't just hop in the car. We need things like Ubers and taxis to get us us places.
Oh, I don't know. I can hop in the car. Just nobody will let me drive.
Right. Okay. Fair point. Well played. Well, Milena, as you mentioned, this survey is going to be open here. Sorry, I'm just pulling up the date here. August the 13th of 2021. No. And of course, folks, if they do want to try and find these, the links on Facebook and Instagram are really quite long. Instagram and YouTube and Facebook are really quite long. So what we're going to do after the show, they're going to go up on the blog, ami.ca/now blog. And as you mentioned, Milena, folks punch in, what did you say they should punch into Google if they're looking for it?
Nova Scotia Government Accessible Taxi Survey. And it's on now, so you can go and fill it out. It is accessible and it runs till August 13th.
Right on. Milena, it's always a blast chatting with you. Yeah. Thank you for making time for us today.
Thanks.
Mwah. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.